Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite.
Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church from the YouTube. And we have several sites, Ready Church WordPress, Ready Church Office Live, and ReadyChurchWeb.com. Praise the Lord. We're glad that you're here with us on this week. And we're here to discuss and to expose gospel singers, preachers, leaders, prophets, everything that's not like God. We are here to expose so we can keep God's people alert and ready. And we just so grateful that the Lord has allowed us to see a day. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And today I'm just so excited because I have a special guest with me today, and it's Pastor Frank. And he's going to talk to us today about the state of the church, because we know that the church, and I keep telling you every week, the church is in a terrible state. And we see Jesus soon to come, and he's on his way back. So we're going to ask Pastor Frank to come on and talk to us about how the church has changed and what's going on with the church today, with everybody looking like the Pope and not looking like Christ, not being an example to the body of Christ. So we're going to have Pastor Frank to come on. And we, Pastor Frank, are you there? Pastor Frank, are you there?
Yes.
Well, we want to discuss today the state of the church. I'm so glad to have you. And we know that the church is really in a terrible state today. There's so much going on. I mean, so many changes. And we know that the Word of God said that he does not change. So we ask him that you would come on and talk to the people today about the state of the church. Pastor Frank, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We were living in that particular day wherein the Bible talks about false prophets. And the Bible tells us also to pride, to prove the spirits, to see whether they are of God. I just want to read a scripture from Acts chapter 8, verse 9. And it says, there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out himself, was some great one. And what we're dealing with today is counterfeit Christianity. And here the Bible says that Simon had presented himself as a person who was using or bewitching the people with sorcery or witchcraft. And the same thing is going on today in the house of God. There's witchcraft in the today. Simon, scripture says that he, verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying this man is a great, is a great power of God. What I want to say to you, listening audience, don't be dazzled by satanic tricks and false and counterfeit signs and wonders that are being presented today. Now, the scripture also lets us to know that false prophets would rise in the last days and do miracles. But God wants us to be aware of counterfeit miracles, counterfeit healings, all these things that are happening in our world today. It also says in Galatians 3 and 1, he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians," he said, "who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?" We've got some of everything that's going on in the house of God today. There are some preachers today just preaching anything rather than preaching the word of God. We've got to study what God said so we won't be bewitched or be tricked by the things that are going on in the church today. A lot of people say today to get young people in the church, we've got to have a dance. We've got to have hip-hop. But the thing that we've got to do, we've got to preach Jesus. We've got to get them saved. We've got to get them sanctified. We've got to get them filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's the thing that we need to do in the house of God. We need to preach Jesus. We need to put people in memory of those things that we ought to do in these last and evil days, to get them to know what God said. The power of God ought to be that which causes you to obey the word of God. The power will cause you to live right. We need the power of God in our lives. We need Holy Ghost power. Jesus said, "After that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive power." What good does it to folks to come to church and fill the pews and then go right back out and do things contrary to the word of God? So we need people in the house of God that will stand up and declare what God has said and be examples to the witness of the word. Certainly we thank God for this opportunity of being here on the Red Church broadcast. We're going to turn it right back over to the Red Church moderator this time.
Well, we thank you, Pastor Harris. Someone can call in 818-691-7304. Pastor, there's so much going on in the church today, you know. I mean, it's like going to a club. It's no more sacred, you know, elements in the house of God. You don't hear nothing about being saved, salvation, deliverance. I mean, all the things. He said his house should be called the house of prayer. And, I mean, years ago people was praying, but now it's like it's rituals being done in the house of God. Instead of people looking like, you know, Christ-like, they're looking like, the Pope. You know, things that you never seen before, people dressing up in all this garb, I say, you know, because, I mean, they look like the Pope. I mean, I don't understand what is going on with the church today. Can you explain to me, I mean, what is going on with all this? It's like an entertainment center. I mean, what is going on? Where is the word of God? Where is people being saved and changed and set free and Christ-like? I mean, even the devil, he came to Adam and Eve and he, you know, changed their belief system, you know. They stopped believing what God had told them to do. And, you know, and then you look and same thing even with Jesus, you know. He said, now he's our perfect example. You know, I mean, it's Satan, he came and offered him things. You know, so he already warned the church that, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood to want to offer you things, to reject it. You know, we're in this world, but we're not out of this world. Is that not right, Pastor?
Yes.
I mean, what's going on with the church? I mean, why is the church looking like a club today? I mean, what's going on?
You're certainly right. Truth is being neglected. And people are preaching their own word instead of preaching what God said, preaching the word from the Holy Scripture. And I believe that God is raising up people like yourself and other people from all over the world that have a heart for God to stand flat for it and to preach what God said. And in the church today, we got a lot of Christian celebrities that are full of pride and full of arrogance instead of walking in humility. And what we have in the church today, we started with the Bible. But we need someone to stand up and declare the righteousness of God and what God said, and don't back up from what he said, but preach. The Bible said to preach the word in season and out of season. There may be someone who may reject it, but nevertheless, we've got to preach what God said. In regards to what folks like it or not, you know, we're held accountable for preaching and doing what God tells us to do. We serve a great God who has given us a great salvation. We were great sinners, but God has given us a great Savior through Jesus Christ. And we need just to preach Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. But we need some folks that will stand up and declare the word of God and make known to this dying world without Jesus that there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved through Jesus Christ. We've got to preach it. And the devil hates Jesus, and he hates all those who live according to his word. When you become a Christian, and when you become a vessel that God uses, you are a target for the devil. And the devil is after you because of your commitment and because of your stand for God. But I believe that God has raised us up and raised up the ready church to declare the word of God to the people, that the people might receive Jesus and that they might be saved and that they might fulfill what God has ordained for us as a church. He said, go ye into all the world and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what has happened nowadays, folk are preaching their own word instead of preaching his word. Folk are preaching another gospel instead of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I believe that God is raising up some Christians that will take a stand for God. You see, I want you to understand that God has no grandchildren. All God has is children. Amen. And God wants you out there in radio and in the airways today. He wants you to hear this word of God, and he wants you to keep your commitment. And if God told you to do something, do what God tells you to do. And there's a lot of prophets out there, false prophets, and they're going to tell you that God spoke to them, and God is saying this and God is saying that. But we've got to listen to what the word of God is saying rather than what somebody said that God spoke to them. I don't know what God spoke to them, but one thing for sure, you better know what God said. You better get a God said. What did God say in his word? And I'm going to follow that word of God. I'm going to obey what God has said through the word of God. And we just want to encourage you to hear and obey the word of God. Do what God tells you to do from the word of God. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity just to share just some nuggets of truth about what is going on in the Christendom today, what is going on in the church today. And we won't be reluctant to say what God is saying. He said to preach his word, and he's going to back up whatever that he told us to say. God is going to cover us. God is going to keep us. And God is going to protect us when we do what God is telling us to do in this last day.
I tell you, Pastor, I mean, the people today, I mean, I'm just so disturbed about what I'm seeing in the house of God. I mean, the preachers, they get up there and then they preach the word of God, and then next time you look, and they doing the funkadelics, and I mean the parliaments, and I mean all these people was on drugs and stuff when they made these songs that these singers are singing, and I mean they doing the electric slide in the house of God. They're crumping and got their hands between their legs. They have no respect. I mean, the pastors got their hats on, turned backwards, and they're shaking their hips. What in the world? I mean, we got young people. We got babies in the congregation. And with everything that the young people have to face today, they go to school, and they don't even know if they're going to make it back home safe, you know, without worrying about somebody shooting them or, you know, robbing and killing and stealing. I mean, and that's what the enemy comes to do, is to rob, steal, and to kill and to destroy. And that's what's taking place in the house of God. It looked like the enemy came in, you know, like the word of God said he would, you know, come in like a seducer and seduce the body of Christ. And we see the seducer. We see all the signs that the church has been seduced. And it's really sad when you see the pastors get up and, you know, one minute they're talking about the word of God, and the next minute they got the young people in the church, you know, dancing, and it's really, really sad. And I'm very disturbed. I mean, every time, you know, I get a chance to cry out, I'm going to cry out. Somebody got to cry. You know, somebody got to cry out for these young people. We got to cry out. Somebody got to speak up. But if you're not crying out, if your mouth is closed, I mean, if you're getting with everything because everybody doing it makes it right, no, it don't. Because everybody doing it makes it not right, you know, because he says it's going to be few that find, you know, the straight path, you know?
Amen.
So it's not going to be a lot, but everybody want to get with the crowd. Oh, look at my pastor. Oh, they putting them up on a pedestal. You know, where is Jesus at? You ask people about, you know, their church, they start talking about the pastor. What in the world is going on? Is anybody going to be saved? Do anybody want to be saved? Look at Noah and his family. You know, come on now. Better run for your life. Jesus is soon to come. We see all the signs. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy us. He don't love us. You know, that's his job. You know, the ones he don't have, he want them back, and the ones he got, he want to keep. And the goal is all the same for all of us, to kill, steal, and to destroy. Look around. Run. Run for your life. Jesus is soon to come. Oh, he's coming. There's two facts. that you're going to die. Nobody can change that. Ain't that right?
Amen.
So we better get it together here. I mean, I'm very disturbed when I see what's taking place in God's house and look like nobody's crying out and everybody just getting with it, you know, and everybody just dressing up in all this mess. You know, you put on the garment of praise. That's what you need. You know, I'm telling you, I'm just really, really disappointed, Pastor, with what I'm seeing taking place in the house of God today. But we thank and praise God for you standing, you know, and coming on to share the word of God with the people today. Is there anything else you would like to say, Pastor?
Amen. So we thank God for you for declaring what God has said, blowing the trumpet, God. As you stated, he told us to be trumpet blowers and to declare, you know, what he said in spite of what's going on. Somebody's got to see what God is saying in these last evil days, that we might cause the church to wake up out of her sleep. And so we thank God for people like yourself that will stand flat-footed and just to say what God is saying in these last evil days. And I believe that somebody's going to be touched, and somebody's being touched even right now as we speak. You know, there's a deep, that calleth unto the deep. There's a longing for God in somebody's heart out there. And certainly God wants to lead you and guide you in those paths that he have ordained for you. And certainly you can call in and ask questions, and we certainly will try to answer your questions according to what the scripture is saying. That you too might do the will of God and to share with people and to what God is saying and what God wants to do in people's lives. As I stated before, there's a counterfeit Christianity that is being presented. Every miracle that is done that you see today is not necessarily the Holy Spirit is behind us. Like we read the story about Simon, that the people recognized that there was a power on him, but it was not God's power. It was satanic power. And we have a lot of things going on in the church. Satan has crept from the inside to try to destroy the foundation that was once laid in the house of God. And we thank God for the remnant that God has raised up in this last day, that they're going to be anointed. They're going to be powerful. They're going to preach. They're going to do what God says, irregardless of what men are saying and what other folk are doing. Come on, they're going to preach truth to you. And God wants us to say what he says, and want us to declare what his word is truth. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the life. I'm the truth. And he wants us to present truth to people in these last evil days, to share with them the uncompromising word of God in these last evil days. And God wants to use you out there. Just to submit your whole heart, your life to him, that he might use you in the way that he sees fit to use you in these last and evil days. The Bible said, blessed are when men shall revile and persecute you for my name's sake. Falsely, they're going to say all manner of evil against you. But nevertheless, we're going to keep doing the work that God has anointed and God has called us to do in these last days. And certainly we thank God for this opportunity that has been given to us by the Red Church today. And we keep on praying for this ministry of the Red Church is reaching across around the world to share Jesus. And that's what it's all about. It's about Jesus.
Well, Pastor, we really appreciate you coming on with us today, and we would like for you to take us out with prayer. Pray for someone to be saved in this land in evil days. We know that there are people still being saved in spite of what we see going around about. God is still able to save. Lead us in prayer, please.
Yes. Father, we thank you, God, for the listening audience. And God, we ask that you would do a work in their lives that only can be attributed to you. Only can be accredited to the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come against every demonic stranglehold and stronghold of the enemy that's causing people, oh God, to fall by the wayside. And God, we bind up those spirits of the enemy that's working from within the house of God. And God, we pray that you would open eyes, oh God, and open hearts to those, oh God, who you have prepared, oh God, to be voices, to be voices crying in the wilderness, to be trumpets, to cry loud and to spare not, and to lift up their voices like a trumpet in these last and evil days. And, oh God, we thank you for Ready Church. Continue to use and continue to strengthen the Ready Church. God, that they might declare and decree the word of God in these last and evil days. And God, we say that the devil is defeated, that God is exalted, that the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. Ready, church.